Hey, this is DM Alan. Thanks for joining us once again for another week of awesomeness. Let's just get it started.
Last time on Roll with Advantage.
Everybody else went to go give dragon parts to the giants.
And you see the Kraken sieging the keep. And she says, "My master demands the pieces of six."
Well, it's really simple. Catch me, and you can have this. And I take off.
Her eyes stop glowing, and they become clear. And she says, "Beware of the Abelisks." And she dies at your feet. Sarissa, she says, we need to kill this thing.
What?
This thing?
What thing?
The Kraken. And then another just... she says, "I don't know how long the stronghold's going to last, and there's no way I can get all my people out of here."
Real quick, let's look for the piece of six that Corey had.
Okay. You check her body. And when you check her body, you find... Someone give me two D100 rolls, please.
I got one of them.
I can roll a one and a two.
91.
97.
Damn!
All right.
Shit, we
rolled Ben
good.
Rolls good.
Yeah, and then I want...
Sometimes.
And then I want another... D100, this is for the cash that you find on her.
Somebody else want to crack it?
Don't let Dan roll it.
I'm doing it.
Guys will get $5.
$5 incoming. 71.
71. Okay, so you find 71 platinum, and it's big, like, sand dollar-sized coins. This is like pennies for giants.
So each one's about a pound, right?
Sure.
That means each one's 50 platinum pieces.
Oh, no. 71 platinum in total.
Is it 10 gold makes a piece of platinum, or like,
yeah,
what's
it's pretty metric. So okay. Platinum, I think, is 10 gold.
Okay.
Let's see. And then in this bag where you find the platinum, you also find some, like, they're pipes. They've got, like, four pipes, like, wooden pipes in a row, and some of them are cracked. And then you said 97, right, Ben?
Yeah.
You pull out this, like, really long quiver, and it's got, like, this green, it's this deep green quiver with silver markings all around it.
Ooh. Can I read any text on it?
Does it look like my quiver?
I speak Sylvan.
I don't know. What is your quiver?
Quiver of Alona.
Quiver of Alona.
Yeah, it looks just like it.
Okay. I was like, that's what it sounds like.
I hold it up and I say, "Look, Kinian, we're twins."
I could have a secondary alcohol carrier.
And I put it on.
Sarissa says, "Oh, I know what those are." And she points at the pipes. She says, "Those are pipes of haunting."
Ooh, I suck on the ends of the pipes. I'm like, how do these work? They don't seem like they're good. Is that quiver? Does that require any?
No.
Yeah, I'm totally wearing the quiver.
Okay.
No piece of six?
No. No piece of six.
Darn.
And I pass Keo his ring back, ring of protection.
Thank you.
Now, how strong of swimmers are you?
If it's Sarissa that's asking,
yeah,
I puff my chest out a little bit.
The strongest.
I don't mean to brag, but I once almost didn't drown in a keg of ale.
And then I shudder.
When we found out that Sarissa is missing her piece of six, did we know that Corey had taken it from her, or just that it was missing?
It was ripped off her neck.
It was ripped off her neck.
By Corey, or just
I don't
unknown?
Know that. I don't know that I said okay. One way or another.
Okay. Sarissa, who ripped off your piece of six?
Corey did.
Okay.
Boom. Nailed it.
She did mention
just
it before.
A plot hole there, so.
She doesn't have it now. Do you know where she would have, what she would have done with it?
Not
probably
at
gave
all.
It to the Kraken.
Quite possibly. I mean, she turned into that vortex. It wouldn't surprise me if that's what happened.
Okay, here's what I'm going to pitch. So our problems currently are we've got a city full of people under attack. And we have a missing piece of six. Our pros are we've got two of the pieces of six. I think we should try and lure the Kraken away from the city by letting him know we have them and leaving.
Like swimming away?
We would not be able to outswim the Kraken. We normally have a ship for that. But
if we could say, let him know and then teleport away.
We could use the pieces of six as ransom to say, stop attacking the city, go here, and we'll finish this.
I pull piece of six out of my bag while he's talking, and I'm like, what's this do?
Which piece of six do you have?
I don't know which piece of six was given
there
to me.
There was a wooden bowl, and
I have the bowl.
You have the bowl, you have the shard.
The amber shard. So she says, well, that the amber shard is said to allow a creature, a giant, I guess a small person like you, to absorb it, and the next willing giant that they touch, the creature has that giant's strength.
Too bad we don't have time to attune to that.
Yeah.
What's the bowl do?
It just holds things.
Rice, soup, pieces of six.
Kinian,
it
like,
holds important things.
Kinian loudly goes and walks behind the bar and opens his portable hole and starts pushing kegs into it.
Can't let it go to waste.
No.
Yeah.
She says, that bowl is just to hold the pieces of six.
It's the bowl you have to have for it. It has no other practical power.
We need to act quickly. What? I like the plan of drawing him away. Ransom-wise, I mean, who's going to commune? I don't know that the person who communes with him is going to survive.
I think I could get away. As I'm immune to being charmed. So.
Are you immune
you
to,
are?
To psychic damage?
I can end a charmed effect on my turn.
I'm not worried about brain controlled. Slar literally killed storm giants today with nothing but his mind.
Awesome.
I mount the crab that's playing in the fountain.
Okay. Shukum.
I'm ready to rock.
Do you get your axe out?
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, I would allow for that to be a mount. I would be very cool with that. You'd have to give me an animal handling check.
Oh, this is happening. 21.
Ooh.
Where would we be drawing the Kraken to?
That's a great question.
Perhaps to the whale bones? They seem small and unlikely to be heavily populated.
Yeah, the whale bones are, that'd be a great place. It's definitely not a place that people go to. Ships get caught in there. It's very craggy. Lots of spiky islands and stuff. It could make a good defensible position if he's assaulting the isles.
You don't happen to have any quick way of transporting us through the water that, you know.
I've got orcas.
That aren't Orca Team 6?
No, they're not Orca Team 6.
If they can outrun the Kraken, then...
Let me think real quick.
Nice cop-out, DM.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, hear me out. I'm just spitballing here, but why don't we fight him in the desert?
He probably can't get to the desert.
Kinian has a flashback of being scared of a dragon. We're not going to the desert.
It'd be like a day on the beach.
I think we can get away if we somehow can sneak away. I mean, they're fast, but so is the Kraken. I don't think we're going to gain ground on him.
Hear me out. The Kraken's looking for, like, humanoids and giants. So what if we, like, ride in the mouths of the whales? They'll just look like a pod of whales.
I'm going to give you inspiration for that idea. Whether or not you guys use it, I'm giving you inspiration for that idea. That's a fucking awesome idea.
Really on point for
unless
nice joke. Really on point for Keo.
Yes. Because Pinocchio.
Yes.
Yes.
A little bit on the nose.
Yes.
I think Dan gets inspiration.
Are there?
Yes. Yes. I'll give you inspiration
as
well.
Are there orcas that have jaws wide enough to fit Tenuvial and Kenyan, though?
That's what I was going to say.
We're
orcas
not small
don't
sized.
Have that big of a mouth.
Yeah.
They're like 3 feet. It's okay.
Yeah, but their mouth
orcas,
was...
Yeah, I don't think it'd work.
Orcas aside, why don't we utilize our nice teleportory conch and just have him meet us there?
Because the conch doesn't take us wherever we need to go.
It takes us somewhere other than here.
I'm not bringing the Kraken to Waterdeep. What if rings would kill me?
What if we were the orcas?
Yeah, we can't do that. We can't bring it to Waterdeep.
What if we brought it to 50 miles south
whoa,
of Waterdeep?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
That won't work,
hold
though.
On. What? Why not?
I'm too tired.
Oh.
I was thinking about polymorphing us, I think.
I was thinking
of seeming.
The smallest of you...
It's a big abuse of it, but...
Yeah, it is. I think the smallest of you can fit in the orca mouths.
They're mammals. We're mammals.
Doesn't seem appetizing to me.
No?
No.
Okay. So, let's scratch that idea.
Kyo, are you able to teleport at this point, or are you out of spell slots for that?
I can only do that once a day.
I've got wind walking, but that wouldn't let us travel through water.
No?
Because wind can't...
You'd be like, bubbles.
If you're willing to interpret it that way, then sure.
Yeah, I mean, air that starts... Yeah. I'd call it bubbles.
Okay.
You're not going to have control going forward. You would have to go up and then...
Yeah.
Once we get to the surface, then we'd be able to swim or fly away.
I'd be okay with that usage.
Oh, okay.
So,
we just have to, you know.
It takes a minute to transform.
Back.
Each way.
It's instant when you turn into mist.
Mm.
It is a minute coming back from mist. It's so that you don't bamf in and bamf out Nightcrawler.
But you can bamf out.
I think it's also a minute to transition if you transition back.
That's what it is.
It's instant when you cast it.
Okay. Sarissa says, I like the wind walking idea too.
That sounds good.
Who of you is of the strongest mind? Not you, Kenyan. I'm sorry. You're beautiful and dumb, and that's it.
You have strong muscles.
Yeah.
Meta wise, strongest mind would be wisdom.
Yeah, probably.
That might be me then.
Any buffs we can do for that? I mean, bless or
bless is a first level spell. I actually have a way of doing a bless with the help of Tenuvial if she's got a first level spell slot.
I do. I also have it as a prayer bead.
Because you need someone to concentrate on it.
Oh yeah, good point.
I have a ring of spell storing, so I could drop my healing word out of there. And feel a little better, and then hold the bless in there.
You see Sarissa, like, thumbing around, like, fidgeting with this, like... For you guys, it's a rod, but for her, it's just a small, like, almost toothpick-sized trinket. And she says, okay. Hopefully we can draw him away. If it doesn't work, we'll have to figure something out.
So the plan is get up close to him, hope that we can communicate to the Kraken and tell it that We're going to be at the Whalebones with some pieces of six.
I don't even think you need to get close. He was able to hurt people that he was able to see while he was outside. Storm giants of mine were dying inside.
Oh, okay.
I ride over to the glass on top of my crab mount.
Yep. Just like,
boom. And I'm looking at the Kraken.
And it's like, it's, you see like, you see this black blob out in the sea, and it's like undulating faster and faster and faster towards you. And it smashes its entire body, digging in its tentacles into the structure, and you feel like the shudder come across the maelstrom, and it starts like pulling chunks and pieces away from the structure, and you're starting to see like he's starting to open it up almost like an egg. Like, you can see some air bubbles coming up out of the cracks and stuff like that.
Like, he zoomed over to my window?
No. Okay. Just, you're looking down. So imagine, like, you're in a spire.
Yeah.
Looking down where, like, a portcullis is. And like, people are attacking the portcullis. It's same concept. He's been attacking this one spot, trying to break it away almost like an eggshell.
I turn back to the party and I'm like, he's getting inside.
Hey everyone, I'm DM Alan. Thank you so much for joining us. This is season 2, episode 45 of Roll with Advantage. Thank you so much for being a listener. We really, really appreciate it. And we're very happy that you've decided to come and join our community. If you want to join in more, go check us out on Twitter at DM's Table or on Facebook at The DM's Table. We've got a ton of cool people out there, and it's a great community to get into. So go check it out. All right, I don't have any community updates for you this week, so I'm going to throw it right over to Adam for this week's sponsor.
Hey guys, the name of the game is Audible, Amazon's audiobook platform. Audible has hundreds of thousands of books for you to listen to, and we want to give you one for free. Go to audibletrial.com/RWA and pick your first book out for free. What should your first book be? I suggest The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy by Douglas Adams and narrated by Stephen Fry. The Hitchhiker's Guide is a comedic take on intergalactic affairs following Arthur Dent after the Earth is demolished to make way for a space highway. That's right, even aliens have eminent domain. So grab your towels and stick out your thumb, because this is one ride you won't want to miss.
All right, go check that book out. Now I want to talk about Incompetech.com. Incompetech is a phenomenal website. We have been using them since the start of the show. And what's so great about them is that they've got amazing musical scores. They've got really good background music, really good music for listening and prepping. It is really, really great to be able to play this music and see all of your players start to become their characters. They really get immersed that way, and it just works out great for everyone. So go check them out. That's Incompetech.com. All right, that's all I've got for you this week. We're going to get right back to the show. I'll see you out on the internet, guys. Bye. How do you want to get his attention? Do you have any like simple spells? Maybe you can just get his attention that way.
I could cast some blinky lights.
Like a dance party?
I don't know about you guys, but generally blinky lights are very noticeable and
I start
universal
tapping
form
on the glass.
Of, hey, look at me. Boom, 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 boom.
Okay. Alright, so describe what you're doing.
Casting light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just like a yellow light that's just strobing out.
Sure.
Okay.
And I make his light that strobes have magical fireworks pop off it.
Okay.
Look, Bon, your spell's working better.
And Kinian, are you like at the window trying to figure out what's going on?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So this light is going off and You see the Kraken is still like peeling the structure away, and you see one of another like black blob out in the ocean starting to like list its way towards you. The Kraken starts like it turns to swim backwards, and as it's turning, it notices the light, and its concentration on what it was doing seems to have been broken, and it looks up at you, Kenyon. I need you to make a wisdom save.
Hey guys, there's an ugly thing looking at me. That's a 4.
A 4?
Inspiration.
But I want to hurt you guys.
Fuck you too.
That's a 7.
Well, we tried.
Yeah. Okay. So, Slar makes a connection with your mind once more. And you hear coming from somewhere like in the center of your ears. Like where your nose would be, but in the center of your head. You hear, "I'm coming for you."
I say it out loud, like echoing okay. it.
All right.
Thinking that I'm taunting him at this point. Hey, guys. He sees us.
That sounds bad. We should probably go.
Kenyon, tell him the plan.
Hey, stupid. I've got your piece of 6. We'll meet you at the whaley bones.
It starts like swimming towards you, with all its speed. So it's swimming towards you, at top speed.
10. It's time to go.
Yep. Bubbles.
I use my prayer beads and cast wind walking.
Okay.
Include the crab.
And.
Hashtag save.
I cast it on all of the living creatures I see around me, including Sarissa and the crab.
What the last thing your solid eyes see is, Kenyon, you're looking out the window, and the Kraken is swimming at you, its mouth agape, and it pierces this glass. It first cracks, and then the water pressure explodes inward. You see tentacles like reach into the into Maelstrom, up into this area, and it starts like pulling it away. But it's futile because you have turned into gaseous form, and you execute your plan.
I get the bends for going up too quickly.
Yeah. You are the Benz.
Because all my blood turns into gas.
That's no. right. So you all become this big bubble that explodes out the window as the air pressure in here is replaced with water from outside. The dead body in the room, the alcohol that wasn't grabbed.
It was a small portion of what was there, and I'm sure you got most of it.
The jazz parlor are all flooded. You see like this burst of air out the window, and you all are floating up through the big bubble. After a couple minutes, you reach the surface, and you start heading east, northeast. It's a 100-mile journey to whale bones.
And we have 8 hours. How fast can we fly?
Yeah, we've got 8
hours. 600 a second or something, like, seconds, that. Something like that.
300 feet flying speed.
You all start traveling towards whale bones.
At like 140 miles per hour.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's fine then. At 140 an hour?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Good. I was going to ask somebody.
We did.
Yeah. So a little under an hour, you make it to whale bones. And it is currently storming heavily out here. You see these these like jutting teeth, like islands coming out from the ocean. You see some most unfortunate boats have met their end in this area. You only see like a little bit of the top bits where the crow's nests are, or they're laying over on their side, or capsized and upside down.
Amateurs. What kind of a pirate would run his ship aground?
I know, right? and as you're like flying, you see these 10 circular rings all locked, like almost like chainmail, almost in a ring formation on these boats. There, it's a symbol, and so it's a symbol around a circle, and around that circle is 10 rings that are like locked in.
Look familiar, Kinian?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Kinian, they definitely look like the symbol of your shipping company, quote unquote.
Yes.
you know this area actually really well, Kinian. This is
you've run aground here many a time.
Yeah. Not necessarily, but you definitely have mapped this area out. When they said whale bones, you were probably pretty excited because you know it so well. You know how to navigate it. In fact, you used it a lot to get away from ships from Waterdeep and places like that where they might have been chasing you down. And anyways, you all have quite some time to plan.
I take Sarissa aside and ask her if I can take her energy, her strength.
In a non-weird way, of course.
Yes.
Yeah. If you think we have time, yes. Absolutely. I'd be willing.
Okay. I begin to
attune.
Okay.
To
the stone.
Yeah, short rest. For yeah. sure, short rest. Yeah.
So, how long?
I think I carried a one.
So, 600 times 10 gets it to minutes times 60 divided by 5,280.
I have it at 68.
Yep, 68 miles an hour.
Oh, okay. So a little over 2 miles or 2 hours it take, or a little under 2 hours is what it takes you to get to whale bones.
Short rest.
So what that means for the Kraken is it's gonna take 8 hours?
It can go about 13 miles an hour, is yeah. what I okay. figured.
Which divided by 100 is how many hours?
Well, at least
or 100 divided by 13 is how many hours?
Oh, it was like 13.6, so
whatever. 7 hours?
Okay, you could get a long rest.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yes.
But, I mean, it's like, you guys hit the ground, you
pass
can...
the fuck out.
Yeah, well, so it's light duty, so you guys can plan during this time, and then take a nap using shifts, and then it would... right away.
I have my broom take me up to a safe distance, then I hang my hammock and go to sleep.
Okay. So you hang your hammock on your very very known area, and that's one of the ships that are turned over.
No, I hang it on the broom.
Oh, I thought you were hanging it in one of the crow's nests. You click the Tesla autopilot and yep.
And, you get pulled over.
Yeah.
Because it's not legal.
Yeah. And you are hammocking it out. So.
Kinian's hoping that his long rest is also a hard rest with Sarissa.
That might be a check of some sort.
You're all out of potions of giant size, though.
Give me your strength.
Are you gonna gain anything by sharing her string?
Yes,
a little bit. You've got what? Frost strength right now, or fire?
Fire. I could gain another 2 strength.
All right, so give me a second because you guys did what all good players do and...
completely throw off all your plans.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yep. I knew it was a very
and
good
actually,
potential. So
I'm going to reattune to my Ring of Protection.
Okay.
I've missed it.
I caught that from the last session. That's why I gave it back to you.
So I take off my hat of disguise.
I'm restealing the alchemy jug, though.
I take off my hat of disguise and put on my hat that looks exactly like my hat of disguise.
Your disguised hat of disguise?
My disguise hat. Yeah. Looking at the orca shadows, I could totally fit in the mouth of one of those.
Those are giant sharks.
I could totally fit in the mouth of one of those.
All right.
You might not come back out, though.
So he'll come back out.
Okay, so Minette, give me a strategic intelligence roll. So it would probably be just intelligence plus, it'll be history, because I'm sure you've studied it in the past. Maybe not your favorite subject, but...
yeah, 18.
18. So out of all of these craggy islands, you find the perfect kill box. One that will allow for the Kraken to make its way into the area, and you can easily draw him in. And there are flat enough crags here that you could stand on top of them to pose some sort of fight. So that's the best that the area has to offer for you. Sarissa says, how are we going to lure him into this, what'd you call it, kill box?
What if we made a big sign and just had an arrow saying pieces of six here and then put like a big rock next to it?
A blinky, like a neon sign, just yeah. burm.
I could make the sign with prestidigitation on the rock.
Okay. Okay. That's an option.
I have an idea. I have 330 feet of rope. We could lower somebody into the water with the rope and then pull them up real quick when the Kraken gets to
you. We'd probably have to choose the lightest amongst all of us.
I look up at Sarissa.
Yep.
Like, looking absolutely sober on top of my amazing mount.
Are you feeling okay? You look a little off. Like,
he's coming right for us.
Yeah.
I feel him. He's in my head.
Can you connect to him? You want to try?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Give me a wisdom insight, please.
That's a...
Really? Nice.
So, 19?
I've got a plus one wisdom.
All right.
Nice. Okay. So, you do something that you only do in battle, and that is focus. And you focus actually to the center of your head where that voice was coming from. And as you're focusing, you start breathing really heavy, and you feel your heart pounding. You feel your tentacle arms moving and pushing you through the water, and you see just ocean in front of you. Looking around, using your eyes, you see that nothing is with you. The aboliths are not around. They couldn't keep pace. And you feel this rage, this hungering rage. And then the connection is severed.
Man, I missed my chance to tell him that the gods rejected him, and I'll do the same.
Ooh, you can do that.
Yeah.
So that's your parting words?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I break the connection, basically, when I say that.
Yeah, you slam down the phone.
Before he nukes my brain.
Okay. You sever the connection, not before feeling like a flash of fury, And then you come back and you see your friends standing around you. You have a lot of sweat pouring off of you. Your arms feel sore from swimming.
He's totally coming. He wants to kill me.
Now, hold on. I know you guys dismiss this idea, but I kind of like Keo's idea if Kinian's up for it.
What?
We'll dangle you like a fish hook in the water.
All right.
I mean, I've heard tale of you in battle. You seem like you need to get close, and she's like eyeing the kill box from one crag to another. You're looking at 115 feet roughly. We'll call it a 60-foot jaunt to the center of the kill box, which is what makes it so nice. So you guys can cast spells there, but swimming there is probably going to be tough for you.
Sounds like a good plan.
Well, unless you attune, then you'll be able to swim.
What?
Yeah, you take my strength.
Let's do this.
How do you guys want to do this, then? Describe how you're setting up the trap, and then you guys can do a long rest, and we'll start the battle.
I want to be up as far away from the water as I can get.
Okay.
Presumably there's some manner of high cliff.
Yep, the highest cliff is going to be in the top right crag.
Well, how high up do you need to be?
Got 1,000-foot range. I want to be as close to that limit as I can be.
Now, so
the fucking Kraken, man.
I kind of pat my broom and I'm like, listen here, broom. You be good. Take care of Minette. And you come back to me after this.
You okay? Promise? And the broom head just kind of like nods yes, and then it does like the whole alive broom thing, and it splits its broom legs and like walks over to Minette instead of fly. And then Minette, the broom just kind of like goes rigid and then falls towards you.
I catch it out of respect.
Yes, trust fall.
I say right to Minette, stay over land, please.
I try to put the moves on Sarissa. At the same time, after that, Kinian's thoughts are to repurpose some of the siege weaponry from the ships within the whale's bones.
Okay.
And post them up on the island tops, facing inward in the kill box for people to interact with.
Okay. Give me a investigation, please.
Oh, God.
Minette might be able to assist, or somebody else might be able to assist also.
Assist with?
Investigating, finding siege weaponry.
13.
What's the weather like?
Raining hard.
Does a 31 assist?
Holy balls, yes.
Got a plus 15.
Okay.
I don't.
So Kinian, what you're doing is you describe what you're looking for in the common siege weaponry that you've found on, or that you've had on your ships and you've found on other ships. And Minette's circling like an eagle. And he kind of just starts circling where you need to be to get the siege weaponry. You collect 20 harpoons for Ballista. You also get one flaming catapult and two ballistas. The flaming catapult has 5 shots, and the shots will actually ignite when the catapult is fired. So it's nothing that you guys need to light by yourselves. I think that's all you're going to be able to find is just that. So 3 siege weapons. So you start spending the time you have, and Sarissa's going to assist setting these siege weapons up. so that they are pointed towards the kill box. She says, I wish we had more time. We could, like, camouflage these, but I don't think we have enough time. So what does Bon want to do during this time?
Bon cracks out his protected book.
Okay.
And he's going to read it. And he's going to try and concentrate on thinking about the Kraken, hoping that his ancestral protected might have insight into fighting the Kraken from wars past.
Okay. Give me a wisdom check with proficiency. This is just to see if you can maintain a meditation concentration well under these kind of stresses.
24, Bob.
So you sit down on one of these crags. Do you choose a particular crag?
Yeah, I'd probably pick one kind of away from the hustle and bustle of everybody else.
Okay, so I'll put you on the crag that Minette's on, the really tall one.
All right.
So you're up on this crag, you're cross-legged, and your palms are towards your stomach, to help unlock that chakra. And, you are focusing inward, and you start to feel some communication with your Deva. You reach out to her and you ask her what?
I say, we're about to face down with the Kraken, trying to prevent him from reaching his goal of becoming a godlike creature. Do you have any insight as to how we can defeat the Kraken?
She says, to defeat the foe that was once friends, you must use attacks that are blessed with magic. Trying to scare this monster or paralyze it will be ineffective. Sklar Krethel was the crown jewel of Lathander's might. When we stood with the gods. Beware of his spells. And you feel this reaching out into your brain. And you feel imbued with radiant light. You are effectively blessed. So bless effect 1d4 for save and attack, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
Okay, cool.
Excellent. And that will... that will be for 24 hours.
Jeez. That's nice.
Yes. So, Kyo, what are you doing for setting up then?
So, we know when the Kraken's going to show up, roughly.
Yeah.
So, I have a couple spells that I'm going to have ready.
Okay.
First, I'm going to have Crown of Stars up from...
Okay,
Epido's
what's that
book.
Do?
You gave it to me.
Yeah, months ago.
Yeah, months and months ago. Kyo's like, I'm a real prince, and I must protect my people. And a crown forms by his head with 7 points with shooting stars. And the light gets real bright, and Kyo kind of winces under it. And that just sits there. And then I prepare... mental prison.
Ooh, okay.
But I get ready to cast it when I first see the Kraken.
Okay, so this is the day of preparation kind of thing? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, how long does the crown last?
It lasts an hour, so I cast it like 15 minutes before.
Okay, I got you.
Before I think it's going to be there. And before that, I was just, you know...
Chilling.
Okay. Actually, and I take out my deck of cards.
Yep.
And I... play all the cards.
Your deck of many things?
The
illusion? You play all of them?
I make a forest of illusionary to hide in.
Oh, okay. What crag do you want to be on? You want to be on, like, the southwestern crag?
I'm going to actually be up on that big one.
Okay, with everybody
where,
else?
Where everyone else is. And that way, the Kraken won't know who the real people are.
Okay.
We're going to hide in plain sight.
Okay. All right.
And there's all sorts of wild things in there.
So. Yeah, there is. There is. Okay.
So that's going to take a fair amount of time, just, you know, yep. Spacing them out and making it look cool.
Nice.
So it'll probably take longer than it needs to.
Putting them under pebbles so they don't blow away in the wind.
Like a Keo army. Tin, what do you want to do in preparation?
Okay. My understanding is that from what Tin learned in her research,
mm-hmm.
Slarkrethel, like Bon was just told, was kind of like Lithander controlled him.
Yes. Slarkrethel was created by Lithander.
Yeah.
Yes.
But then he went rogue?
He was tossed away. So okay. Lithander, after the Chaos Wars,
mm-hmm.
Lithander walked away from this plane of existence. And left his siege monster behind. The idea being that Slarkrethel now had idle hands and hated Lithander for it. He was created for one thing, and that one thing is now completed. And then from what you learned from the from Acerarak's dungeon forever ago, north of Everland, you learned that Slarkrethel started to hate him so much that he wanted to become a god to kill Lithander.
Okay. So yeah, that's what I thought. Just wanted to confirm.
Yep.
Tin is just going to kind of meditate and try to, like, pray to Lithander for okay. guidance.
All right. Do you want to take a position with any of these siege weapons that Kinian has laid out?
The flaming catapult works on its own, you said? Like, we don't need to use...
The flame part works on its own.
Oh, the
someone
flame
has
part.
To. Someone has to actually run it, though.
I guess I'll go near the flaming catapult. I don't know if I'd be the one best suited to use it or not, but...
Okay. So where do you want to set up the siege weapons then, Kinian? You want to do the three shorter ones, and then the taller crag is where the melee units are going to be? Or where do you want to place these siege weapons?
I figured, yeah, like one on each island.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's not ideal to have the cleric on an island separate from everyone else.
Yeah, I was right. going to say, if it's going to be separate, then I'll just stay with everyone.
Okay.
So maybe put the catapult with
us.
Okay.
So we have an opportunity. We can shenanigans.
Okay, cool.
That's legit. Okay, so how the battlefield is looking is there are four crags. One in each corner of the rows. So one in the northeast, one in the southeast, southwest, and northwest. All of you are positioning yourselves on the northeast crag, and that is where the flaming catapult is. Currently, there are ballistas locked and loaded and set up on other crags. Nobody is manning them at the moment. Do you want Sarissa to take one of those positions?
Is she in a weakened state?
She'll be fine in the morning. I mean, she's not looking bad.
Everyone gets a full rest.
Yeah.
Yeah. She could probably take the one south of us, and then she's not too far away.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay.
Like, I'm seeing in my mind, basically from, like, a out-of-character context, that if I were to get flung, I'd probably try to ride a ballista back to the Kraken.
Right.
Because reasons.
Yep.
Because that's how ballista.
Yes.
And if you get flung,
they're Kinian delivery systems.
You'd probably get flung towards the southwest island if you got flung.
Yeah.
Any last minute adjustments to this plan?
Can you remove the beard off Sarissa? Because now I'm not into her.
I can't. In fact, like dwarves, this is... No, I'm not making that canon.
She got Kinian's strength, which is his beard growth ability.
Any final adjustments?
I start the battle invisible with my ring.
I don't think we have yet said that you've slept with Sarissa.
Yeah, not yet.
Also, if you think she's still a maiden, you got another thing coming.
Well, considering the size difference, she'd probably still be a maiden.
You don't know. You don't know who she is. She might not be promiscuous. She might be promiscuous. We don't know.
It's her choice.
That's right.
All
right.
Are we doing a percentage die for, like, we're saving your life?
What?
We're saving your life. Kinian finally gets his way with the princess.
So,
or is that post-battle type thing?
This
then she
is.
Dies.
Or like, yeah, like you guys both nearly died, and so.
I think.
Adrenaline and emotions running high.
So what would you say to her to try and woo her?
I think like here's like the terrible, inappropriate pirate Kinian thing.
Okay.
Like when I touch her to take her strength. Willingly, that's when Kinian would lay on the guile, essentially.
Okay.
Basically, just saying, the end is near, you know how I feel about you, type of shenanigans.
Okay. Give me a charisma.
Oh, God. Persuasion?
Yeah, persuasion.
Look at the die.
Nice.
Crits when it matters.
So what does that get you?
Yeah, so what's your score?
That's a 19.
I made the joke too soon.
Yes. All right. She kneels down to you like a toddler.
Damn it.
Oh, that's sexy.
And yes, she says, Kinian, I feel the same way for you. I don't know how this is going to work, but if we make it out, I promise I will do my best to find my mother's potion recipe.
Yes.
And then we will be wed.
What?
And Kinian's eyes get real big.
Anyone have enlarge and reduce? Chick. You can enlarge one, reduce the other, meet in the middle.
You definitely feel almost creeped out. She's not desperate, but she is madly in love with you. She is. I want to make that clear, though. She's not desperate. She just feels very strongly. It is the day of battle. You have hit the 7-hour mark. And you all have taken up your positions. Minette, you're floating somewhere in the air, far from the battlefield, with your gun trained on where you hope for Sklarkrethel to come from. Sarissa comes to you, Kinian, and she pulls out another, like, gob size of gillyweed, and she says, "Are you still gonna be bait?"
Heck yeah!
She hands you the gillyweed, and she ties up a rope to you. This is like an insanely long rope, probably 200-foot long rope, and she is going to run the rope. From you, which will be in the center of the kill box, all the way out to... Or is that where you want to be? Do you want to be outside of the crags pulled into the kill box?
Yeah, I want to be right in the middle.
Do you want to end in the middle, or do you want to start in the middle? That's my question. Because she says she can put you out in front of the crags where Slar should be coming from. And when he comes in, she can pull as hard as she can to draw you into the center and hopefully Slar Krethel at the same time.
Okay. She can reel me in.
Yeah.
Just like you reeled in her heart.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You do have an option here. You can say no to this.
I would actually want to start alone on the Southwest Island with a ballista.
Okay. Okay. We can do that. So, you are going to start on the Southwest Island with the loaded ballista. She is going to start on the Southeast Island with the other loaded ballista. And, when the seventh hour comes, she looks over at you nervously and she just kind of gives you a curt head nod. She's not taking the ballista off the mount. And for her, this is like a small crossbow, a light crossbow, essentially. Yeah, so she's like a toy trying to point it without breaking it. The rest of you are on the tallest crag on the northeast side of the kill box. And you are all hiding in this forest of illusions. Tin, what are you doing? Where are you positioned? Are you launching? Or I guess the better question is, who, if any, is launching the catapult?
Since it has a range of 300 feet, and my farthest spell range, I think, is 150 or 120, I will definitely use it for at least one.
Sure.
Maybe.
At the start, at least.
Yeah. Okay. When it's like within 280, 300 feet.
Okay. Okay. That's how I kind of imagine the thing being used. So that makes
sense. So let's see. How far is it from the edge of the island to the center? Like
60 feet.
60 feet? Oh, yep. Okay.
Well, to make it easy, because we're not going to use too much footage, from the center of any island to the center of the kill box is 60 feet. So if you're on an island, the guy's going to be roughly 60 feet away from you.
Okay. That works.
Yep.
Then I don't have to worry.
Anybody manning a ballista, it's plus 6 to hit and does 3d10 at a range of 120.
Yep.
And just for DM's knowledge, there are two other illusionary Kyos.
Okay.
In the forest of
excellent
illusions.
Kinian drinks a potion and mutters to himself, "I'm my own hero." Potion of heroism.
Okay.
Bon walks up to the edge of the crag, and he's got the sword out. I make it glow, and I just, like, flip it and point it down and stand there waiting.
Okay, like both hands on the pommel.
Yeah.
Just waiting for war.
Yeah.
You all stand ready. And when you look out on the ocean, you see it's the waves are still really choppy. It's raining, thundering. There's lightning out in the distance. You stand for 10, 15 minutes and nobody shows up. An hour passes.
No.
And still nobody shows up.
Can I, how does scrying work?
Seventh level spell slot for nothing.
No, it's not.
Yeah, not to shit on you. Sorry. Kinian did just tell him you guys were getting ready, so. It is the eighth hour. He seems to be icing the pitcher, essentially. And the ninth hour shows, and you see this ripple move through the ocean against the beating waves, and you start to see like this really dark spot in the ocean. Is there anything anybody wants to do at this moment?
Is it dark or is it?
It's not like nighttime. It's just super overcasty from the storm. It's like dark gray. You don't have direct light. That's what I'm saying. If that affects your choice. It moves its way up towards the crags, and it is slowly making its way in, and then it stops short of the crags. Everybody roll initiative, please.
Oh, geez, the Kraken finally rolled a 3 Alan? And a 2.
Did you get another one? All right.
I had 10 on... Was it Sunday I played?
Yeah.
I had 10 crits in one session.
That's ridiculous.
I'm at 3 already.
Fucking cheater dice.
I think I've maybe had 10 crits.
In your life?
No, not in my life. Maybe in 5th edition. But
I changed dice. These aren't the dice I was using before. These
are better. Well, we proved that with the game science dice. It's not the dice, it's the person.
Slark is at a... Let's see, he's got pretty good everything else. Not that, though. Kenium, what do you got?
22.
10.
14.
14. Bon.
6.
6. Minette.
17.
Oof. 17. Kyo.
13.
13. Sarissa has a dex mod of 2, so 14. All right.
So, DM, who goes first? Kraken or Minette?
Minette goes first because he's a person. So, Kinian, you see this dark mass, and it seems to be waiting just outside of this area. It hasn't surfaced. What do you want to do?
So it's dim light right now?
Yeah.
I grab the edges of my cloak and I fly to the center.
Okay.
I've got about 40 feet of movement. I fly about 10 feet off the water.
Mm-hmm.
And basically I'm there with my arms on my cloak, my axe on my back, essentially like in the quiver. And I'd hold my action for if I feel I'm about to be hit by something to rage.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. So you fly over and you release your cape and just sploosh into the water.
No, I'm going to fly.
Oh, you're flying. Like, okay.
Just hover
so you're
above
hovering.
There.
Okay.
Which I'll let go if I feel I'm about to be attacked.
Okay. Sounds good.
And rage.
As you're flying over, you start to feel like... the area around you become really like tingly, and you start to smell ozone. You can take your action if you'd like. You feel danger, like your spidey senses are tingling.
I look back towards Sarissa and frown.
When you look back, she is smiling greatly, as if she's welcoming the war. All right. So you rage. Do you let go and splash down?
Yeah.
Okay. So you rage. You let go, splashing into the water. And Slarkrethel uses two of his legendary actions to cast Lightning Storm at you. I need you to make a dexterity throw at advantage because you are effectively falling out of the way.
13.
That is not going to do it.
Didn't Kinian's parents tell him not to go swimming in the lightning storm?
Kinian, the ozone smell starts growing greater, and then you start to you get a flash of light, and your senses are now shocked with this loud noise. Everybody around you, you hear the cacophonous boom as it strikes Kinian for 22 points of lightning damage. And you guys see like Kinian's smoking body sploosh into the water just after. Hey, thank you so much for listening. What a fantastic episode. We cannot wait for next week's episode. We hope you stick around to find out what happens next. If you want to find out more about the show, about our characters, or things like that, go check us out on dmstable.com/RWA. DM's Table has got information on how to contact us through Twitter or Facebook or things like that. Go check it out, and we'll see you out on the internet. See ya.